The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how MRI changes can reflect function in progressive MS. Certain MRI measures of the brain and spinal cord directly associate with functional improvements in people with progressive multiple sclerosis, a new study reports. According to Brainstorm Cell Therapeutics, these data will help in determining the benefits of Neurone, the company's stem cell-based therapy in progressive MS patients participating in its ongoing Phase 2 trial. This trial is enrolling up to 20 eligible adults at sites in the United States. Findings from this new study, called SYST-MS, are in a joint poster to be presented at the MS Virtual 2020 meeting, a joint America's Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis, otherwise known as ACTRIMS, and European Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis, otherwise known as ECTRIMS. Both will be online at a conference set for September. In this analysis, we have demonstrated a correlation between specific brain and spinal cord MRI measures and observed functional improvements in progressive MS patients, Tanuja Chitnis, MD, a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School, senior neurologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and director of the Comprehensive Longitudinal Investigations in MS at the Brigham, said in a press release. We are grateful to the Joint ACTRIMS-ECTRIMS Abstract Committee for allowing us to present these data, Chitnis added. SYST-MS is part of CLIMB, a large and long-term study designed to specifically investigate the course of MS in the context of today's treatments and technologies. In this sub-study, Chitnis and colleagues analyzed MRI data on 48 people with primary progressive MS, or non-active secondary progressive MS, who met the inclusion criteria of those participating in the Neurone trial. These patients underwent a series of analyses designed to assess multiple MRI measures, including brain and lesion volumetric analyses and mean upper cervical cord analysis with 1 or 2 years of their baseline MRI scan that was taken when they first entered the CLIMB study. Analysis helps to assess the severity of spinal cord atrophy or shrinkage in a person. These analyses enabled investigators to collect information on 34 MRI measures. The measures were then compared between patients whose functional outcomes had improved and those with a stabilization or worsening of such outcomes. Functional outcomes were assessed with a 9-hole PEG test, otherwise known as 9-HPT, and the timed 25-foot walk, otherwise known as T25FW. These are two well-established function measures in people with progressive MS. Between the study's start and 1 to 2 years later, the 9-HPT scores improved for 17 of these patients and worsened or stabilized in 29 others. Brain volume at the study start and follow-up was greater in the group whose 9-HPT scores had improved compared with those with poorer or equivalent 9-HPT scores. Likewise, gray matter volume at follow-up was also greater in patients with better 9-HPT scores over these years. Of note, gray matter denotes regions of the central nervous system made up of neuron cell bodies. Over 1 year, 18 patients saw their T25FW scores improve, while 27 saw them either stabilize or worsen. The volume of deep white matter lesions at the study start and follow-up was greater in those whose T25FW scores remain the same or worsen compared with patients with improving scores. White matter refers to regions of the central nervous system made up of nerve fibers containing myelin, the fatty substance that wraps around and protects the nerve endings. No associations were found between measures of MUCCA and functional improvements. The important MRI correlations with measures of functional improvement in this matched natural history cohort will provide helpful context as we evaluate the clinical outcomes from our ongoing Phase 2 trial of NurOwn in patients with progressive MS and hopefully bring us a step closer to offering a new treatment options to individuals living with this devastating disease, said Chaim Laboris, CEO of Brainstorm. NurOwn, a cell-based therapy for neurodegenerative disorders, uses mesenchymal stem cells, cells that are able to give rise to nearly all tissues found in the body, isolated from a patient's own bone marrow. Isolated MSCs are then grown in a lab dish and differentiated into cells that produce high levels of neurotropic factors, compounds that promote the growth and survival of nerve cells. These modified cells, known as MSC-NTF, are returned to the patients through injections in the spinal canal. This is also known as intrathecal injection. Progressive MS patients, ages 18 to 65, enrolled in this open-label NurOwn study, will be given 3 intrathecal injection treatments spaced over 16 weeks, and then followed for another 12. The Phase 2 trial's primary goal is safety, measured through reports of adverse events up to 28 weeks post-treatment. Secondary goals include changes in functional test scores like the T25FW or 9-HPT, and in levels of neurotropic factors. In addition to this progressive MS study, a pivotal Phase 3 trial is underway in the U.S., to assess the cell's therapy safety and efficacy in people with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, otherwise known as ALS. Brainstorm is also planning to explore NurOwn in other neurological disorders, including Huntington's disease, Parkinson's disease, and autism spectrum disorder.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
I'm patient columnist Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. You're stressed, and Halo may know it. Halo is a new Amazon service the company says can judge how stressed you are, in part by the tone of your voice. The service uses a wristband that connects to a mobile app. A small sensor in the band monitors temperature, heart rate, and body motion. It also has a pair of microphones that listen to your voice. That voice feature is called Tone. Amazon says Tone combines artificial intelligence with machine learning to analyze the positivity and energy of your voice. Amazon's blog says positivity is measured by how happy or sad you sound, and energy is how excited or tired you sound. The Amazon Halo app then turns that data into easy-to-understand summaries. For example, you might see that in the morning you sounded calm, delighted, and warm, but later when you were on the phone, you sounded stressed. The Halo app also monitors your activity, and it awards points based on the intensity and duration of your movement. Running is better than walking, for example. and points are deducted for sitting too much. It tracks how long you sleep and how much time you spend in the various sleep stages. You can also use Halo to measure your body mass index. Finally, the app offers something called Halo Labs, which the Amazon blog describes as science-backed challenges, experiments, and workouts that allow customers to discover what works best for them specifically so they can build healthier habits. A company news release proclaims, "Health is much more than just the number of steps you take in a day or how many hours you sleep." It says, "Halo's technology offers a more comprehensive approach to improving your health and wellness." Well, how does all this connect to our MS? Stress can trigger our MS, right? Would it help you to know when you're stressed but might not realize it? Might that knowledge help to control our stress? Maybe. Lack of movement can decrease our mobility. Would something that tracks and encourages movement help us to move? Perhaps. Tracking my sleeping? Watch the track, I'm a lousy sleeper and I know it. The question is, am I or are you willing to spend a special price of $65 for a wristband and another $4 a month for Halo membership in order to improve your wellness or my wellness habit? For me, I don't think so. But that Halo wristband comes in designer colors, including blush, winter denim, hummingbird, mint edge, olive, unicorn, and volcano. So maybe I'll give this a second thought. I hear volcano just calling my name.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.